Vous êtes avec SBS French.
My guest is Camilla Roy, Darug artist Travis DeVries, finalist of the 2020 KWM Contemporary First Nations Art Awards, currently on display in Melbourne. Welcome to SBS Radio, Travis.
Thanks, Bertrand.
Your artwork is part of an exhibition that's launching on the 6th of July, right in the middle of NAIDOC Week 2021. Your reflection on having your artwork displayed at such an important time of the year?
I mean, it makes complete sense to have the exhibition open now. The exhibition got postponed last year. It was supposed to be in 2020, and it got postponed to this year. And so it's a really nice bit of kind of cultural synergy to have this exhibition of First Nations artworks for the King William Allison Art Prize to open on NAIDOC Week this year.
Yeah,
this is its second iteration, and I was a finalist last time as well. All First Nations artworks from around Australia. These are the finalists from last year's art prize.
Your entry into this award last year were pieces, self-portraits. Tell us more about these pieces.
My piece, Belonging, is all about self-actualization. And so it's a series of seven artworks or seven self-portraits of the same photograph that I took in 2019 that I then painted over the top of with oil paint and ochre and pencil and ink and other bits and pieces of stuff. Each one kind of radiates out from this centerpiece, and the centerpiece is like me as a like grounded in culture. And then each other one radiates out from that in a different way. And one of them depicts as if I was a race trader or a cultural trader, and wearing the copper breastplates that were given to tribes people who were the good ones by early colonists, which would say like king or chief on it. So it was like the colonists would come through and name their chieftain who they would do business with. So one of the paintings embodies that. Another one is me embodying a superhero, or another one is embodying a like Bayami godlike character. The plan with this work like is to continue it, and I'm going to do self-portraits in the same style every year.
Now, exhibition organizers KWM said this exhibition is not just about displaying contemporary First Nations art, it's also about promoting reconciliation.
That's a great thing. And King William Allison is a white fella organization. Like, that's their responsibility, is to strive for reconciliation. That's not necessarily our job as Aboriginal people. It's their job. It's our job to point out where they've gone wrong.
As you mentioned, the awards took place last year, but because of the circumstances that we all know, the winners were not announced, and they just found out right in the middle of NAIDOC Week this year. Can you tell us a word or two about the other finalists and maybe the winners?
The exhibition couldn't go ahead last year because of COVID, obviously, and so it got pushed back to this year. But they still announced the winner rather than like leaving that open for another year and wait for the final to hear about who had won, because that would have been a horrible wait.
Yeah.
The winner was Michelle Woody.
Yeah.
From the Tiwi Islands. So quite a beautiful work. It's called Nia Murakupupani.
Yeah. Now, besides your work in 2020, you also a trailblazer in promoting First Nations presence on the World Wide Web, creating Awesome Black, a platform for First Nations digital-based creatives and podcasters and gamers.
Yeah, well, so I run the non-for-profit Awesome Black, which is a podcasting and online digital content or artistic creative content online, which includes for me like gaming. And it's all about a space where like we do foster this like culture online. And I think like the world is, we've moved that way. Like we're, there's so many black fellas inhabiting the online space, and Awesome Black gives that space to kind of, for us to play. So it's very exciting. I run a couple of podcasts myself.
And have you seen any difference, difference in people's reaction because of COVID? Everyone is now online. Everyone is stuck on their computers. Have you seen any change in people's behavior and attitudes? And
I think definitely people have changed the way they are online, and people are looking to like make their online space as similar to their offline, in a way to their offline space, and make it connected communities and safe communities online, and also like the practice of digital sovereignty from a blackfella perspective. There's been a lot of conversations around how we do that from like various sides of the industry, like particularly from the arts. Yeah, it's kind of nice that Awesome Black is like a forerunner in that space. We were doing this before COVID hit. You know, it was to already be in that space before people started like flocking there, trying to do things all of a sudden.
And where to from now?
That's a good question. I mean, I personally feel like, you know, we need to figure out what the crux between online and offline and being on country is. Like, I think it's an important balance that we need to create and really be evaluating our time and energy and where we spend it. I'm currently working on the podcast Fear of a Black Planet, which is the improvisation fictional narrative about a paramilitary Aboriginal group that's planning on taking back Australia. And for me, like, I'm trying to explore some content in there that like really hits home for what we should actually be doing. It's comedy and it's kind of a bit dark, but it's also, I guess, like for me, it's inspirational and something to strive towards.
I can't help but come back to the NIDOC question. When you say about retaking the country, the theme of this year is about healing country, and retaking country would involve also healing country. It's not just about taking it.
Absolutely. But yeah, I mean, like we're sitting here on country, and like we don't own our space. We don't own where we live. It's Queensland. It's owned by a foreign government, or, you know, even the Australian government. Like we sit on our country. That's our traditional land. We don't have this like control over it. How can we heal country until we have that?
Before I let you go, anything we haven't covered you would like to add?
No, I wanted to just pass on my congratulations to the other finalists. They're an amazing bunch of people, amazing bunch of artists with incredible artwork, and it is an absolute honour to have my work alongside theirs in this exhibition.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, Travis.
No, thank you, Bertram. Really appreciate it.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/sbsfrench.